Hello, good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today, our guest is Ms. Becky Gripp, who is with Onward Financial and an alternative to high-cost payday loans. Good morning, Ms. Gripp. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning, Joseph. It's nice to be here. Thank you for asking us.
Not a problem. Ms. Gripp, can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I had a long corporate background. I was a trainer for the local cable company for a while, and then I did inbound and outbound sales for General Electric, and then I went over to J.P. Morgan Chase Retirement Plan Services and was a financial educator. I was never on the commercial or retail side, and then went to the nonprofit side and was with Catholic Charities and Next Step KC before joining Onward Financial.
How did you come to work with Onward Financial?
Onward Financial came on to my radar about 2.5 years ago. Our founder, Ronnie Washington, came to Kansas City because he had a classmate from Stanford University whose father had a small manufacturing plant here in Grandview. And Ronnie had a concept that he wanted to share, not only with locally here, but with the country. And he had this idea. He looked up and found the work that we were doing with Next Step KC and contacted me about the small dollar loan program. So we met as friends 2.5 years ago, and when his concept came to fruition, I was in a position to come work for him.
So how long have you worked with Onward Financial?
I've worked with Onward Financial full-time since February.
Becky, what is Onward Financial?
Gosh, that's a great question, JJ. As far as what Onward Financial is, it's a financial well-being employer benefit. Now, I say employer benefit because it's provided to employees by their employer at no cost. It consists of three different aspects, if you would. It has a savings aspect. You're able to save directly from your paycheck and set your savings and forget it, if you would. You're able to receive financial education in the form of manageable, actionable financial tips and a blog and face-to-face financial sessions. And then last, you have a loan option. After being an active saver for 90 days, you're able to borrow twice as much as you've saved.
So when you say active saver, what is meant by active saver?
An active saver is someone who sets that, as I said, set it and forget it. You set your savings goal and you save from your paycheck regularly. So that would mean being an active saver for 90 days, which means that you save from your paycheck, every paycheck, for that 90-day period.
So is Onward a 501c3 nonprofit corporation?
It is.
So why was Onward started in Kansas City?
You know Kansas City, and Kansas City is very collaborative, and it's very entrepreneurial. We were able to introduce the Kansas City community to Onward through a fintech startup program that Onward was a part of, and that was a couple of years ago. We became part of that. We became well-known in the Kansas City community through such things as the Alliance for Economic Inclusion, AEI, supported us and gave us time on their program to get in front of the community. We've had enormous community support, and knowing that the need is so great, where better to start than Kansas City?
And a lot of people may not know about Onward Financial, but you were one of 10 out of 1,800 who applied who received a $1 million grant from the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation.
That's correct. How proud we are of that designation. You know, having nationwide recognition for a program that's going to benefit so many. The Chan Zuckerberg Foundation, we applied last year in 2018. We became one of 20 finalists. We had a local, one of our local clients allowed us to do, to host the on-site visit from the folks from Chan Zuckerberg as well as Rockefeller Foundation in the fall of last year. And the award came in December, which gave us the impetus to go ahead and, you know, hire. And we now have a team. Most of us are located here in Kansas City, and then our home office, Ronnie, is in Washington, D.C.
So who are some of the other partners? You mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, we have Google and BlackRock, Metropolitan Life Insurance, J.P. Morgan Chase. We also work with Washington University. They are part of our research team. So, you know, we have nationwide support. I apologize if I've left out any, because I know there's, you know, folks from all over the country that have expressed an interest in financial wellness and in the work that we're doing.
So you are a financial education lead with Online Financial. What are some of your duties as a financial education lead?
As financial education lead, I find myself creating opportunities to support our users by creating material that is not only digestible, you know, meaning in terms that are understandable, but also terms that are digestible as well as actionable. We want, you know, my greatest hope is that someone reads the material and they're like, wow, yes, I can do that. My duties also include meeting folks where they are. Sometimes we think we know what individuals need in terms of financial education. They need to know about budgeting. They need to know about the importance of credit. They need to know about, the process of, saving for a home and buying a home. That's true. However, not everybody is at that place where that material would be relevant to their particular situation. So we have something called the 4 C's that we're looking to bring individuals along through our process, meaning just by research, Joseph, just by research, it shows us that 40% of Americans are not able to meet a $400 expense. And that's not a statistic that I take lightly. It's one that has been purported by the Federal Reserve through their research. And it's also been across the major news networks. 40% of Americans could not cover a $400 expense. So the 4 C's include meeting folks when they're in crisis. And that means where they're either living paycheck to paycheck and are not able to manage the money that is coming in, or they're facing a crisis in terms of medical expenses. It could be, as you well know, those unexpected things that come up. We feel that we need to bring folks from crisis to gain control over that monthly budget and the money coming in as well as going out, and then bring folks to a level of confidence that they are able to make good financial decisions, because so many folks have made decisions that have not proved to benefit them at all. And then last, to competency. That's where we can start giving good information, best practices around budgeting, credit, buying a home, those types of things that I mentioned earlier.
Let's take a little bit of a step back. What is the mission of Onward Financial?
The mission of Onward Financial is to give every worker a financial cushion. It's very, very easy.
So how does exactly Onward work? Is it something where I have to go to an account at a bank, or how does Onward work for the average person who would be one of your customers?
The way Onward works is through an app on your phone. How easy is that? Your employer offers Onward at no cost to their employees. Each employee downloads an app on their phone. They sign up through a very easy sign-up process, a very easy process where you put in your information, you link the app to your bank account, and then your employer knows, because we're in contact with them, and your employer knows that you've signed up, and your deductions will start immediately. You don't have to go to HR to sign up. From that point forward, you set and forget your deductions, whether that be $25, $35, $50 a paycheck, whatever you feel you can afford. And then you receive the financial education weekly. I send weekly tips that pop up on your phone. How cool is that? And then after 90 days, I think we mentioned the savings portion. After 90 days of being an active saver, you are eligible to borrow twice as much as you've saved.
So is there a minimum or a maximum amount that a person must save per pay period to be in the program, or is it just what they can afford?
It's what they can afford.
So how does an employee access, if they have a small financial emergency, they've been saving for about a year, how would they access the amount of money that they, how would they access the funds that they've saved?
It's again, all through the app. You just, you request what you need, and then it's deposited directly into your bank account. And we look at 24 hours for that ACH transfer.
Okay, so if the employee needs a loan from Onward, he can get those funds in about 24 hours.
That's correct.
So that means you could apply at 8 o'clock this morning, and at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you would have the funds that you would need for that situation.
That's a good example. However, if you applied maybe at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it would not be until the following day. Right. Our main financial institution that we work with is actually in Tennessee. So we have to allow for business hours. But we feel that it's a reasonable amount of time.
Does a person have to have a good credit score or a credit score to get a loan from the Onward financial system?
You would think that there would be a credit check of some kind, but the fact that you're working and that you are actively saving is enough for us. We do not check your credit. And the other benefit of working through the Onward program and should you need a loan, is that with every timely payment, which would be through your paycheck, with every timely payment, your payments are reported to the three credit bureaus. And so you're building and or repairing credit, again, with every timely payment.
So unlike payday loans where no information is sent to the credit bureau, you're actually beginning to build up. So if you took a $500 loan over, say, 10 months and you were paying it back, those payments will be reported to your is it to one credit bureau or to all three?
It's to all three, Joseph.
So they will be reported to Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
That's correct.
And you would be able to, if you had no credit, you would be able to begin to build credit.
That's exactly right. So this is a huge opportunity for individuals, first of all, to save and create their own financial cushion, and then secondly, to be able to have that peace of mind of knowing should something happen that you're not able to cover it, you've got the funds to make that work.
So when an employee takes a loan, how is that loan repaid?
Through payroll deduction at a reasonable interest rate. At this time, 8% is what we've been working with.
Which is not too much, which is a lot less than 490% charged by a lot of the payday loan lenders. So a simple 8% loan, and that gives the person manageable payments, and not something that they have to pay off every, like a payday loan at the end of 30 days or back there in a cycle. This gives them the ability to be able to plan and budget and pay off that loan.
Exactly. I think my hope, and I would say the Onward's team hope, is that the individual would be able to continue to save, maybe not as much as they had started, but continue to save as well as have a manageable loan payment.
So how long, again, does a person have to be a member? If you sign up for Onward, say, the 1st of September, when would be the earliest if they wanted to take a Christmas loan? Would that be possible?
Yes, but remember that this is an employer-sponsored plan, so your employer needs to offer this benefit. So if you as an individual are interested and this conversation piques your interest, get your employer to contact us. And we will, our founder, Ronnie Washington, will be able to, you know, work through this employer benefit, and perhaps soon you will be part of the Onward family.
So what is the maximum? What is the maximum amount that a person could get a loan for if they needed a loan to, say, cover a tax, unexpected expense, some that may have come up?
Actually, right now we are looking at $1,000, which would mean you'd need to save $500 to be able to take a $1,000 loan. Now, our loan program is new, so we are managing the loan piece to see. Of course, we have to look at we have to see how that works. You are basically guaranteeing half of your own loan, because remember, you've already saved $500, so you are eligible to borrow up to $1,000, and then eventually, perhaps, we will see that amount rise to maybe $2,000 or $2,500. But we're focusing mainly on that. Remember, I mentioned that statistic, 40% of Americans cannot cover a $400 expense. So we feel $1,000 would be more than enough to cover that car repair, that unexpected medical, the appliance that breaks down or something like that.
So, I mean, and that's kind of some of the other financial things out there say, you need to at least have a $1,000 emergency fund. So this is in that particular realm. So if they've saved that $500, then they've got that ability to have that $1,000 emergency fund. Can an employee access their savings if they have a loan with Onward, or are the savings kind of tied up until the loan is paid off?
No, you can... it is tied up, yes, until the loan is paid off. That's a good question.
So, I know I was reading on your old website. Who establishes the limit for a loan an employee can take out? Is it the corporation, or is that more Onward? Because it was saying it was more the company can establish loan limits also.
Well, we right now we have right now we've established that. Once you've saved $500 and $1,000 is the loan limit, we're working to keep a certain amount of controls over that. Again, the loan program's in its infancy, and we are working to establish our own parameters to make sure that it works not only for the individuals that are taking the loans, but also for for Onward and our sustainability.
So is the employer liable for any, if the individual takes out a loan, who's liable for the loan if the individual changes jobs, or how does that particularly work out?
That the individual is.
So then it would report back to them, so then they would have to make sure that the payments were being made to satisfy the loan requirements.
That's correct, yes.
So if they transfer employers, but the new employer is not an Onward subscriber, then they would have to make those payments themselves. Would that be through an app, or would they then have to turn around and write out a check to send somebody to get it to make the monthly payments?
Those are details that I don't want to necessarily speak to, because this is in the future for us. These are things that we're working with the day-to-day operations, and we've only granted a couple of loans, because again, remember, we started actively bringing on employers in February, March, So you can see that April, May, June, that we just now are having individuals over the summer that are eligible to take a loan. So we are in, the loan piece is in its infancy. The savings piece is secure, and we've got that down in terms of being able to individuals being able to change that and to be able to access their savings. So you are, if you are part of Onward, if you are interested in being a part of Onward, you're getting in on the ground floor of a program that's going to ultimately could be the possibility for those to change those statistics that we're seeing.
How does Onward help increase financial literacy? I know you said you send out things weekly.
That's, measuring the impact of financial education is probably one of the most difficult things you can do, because you can have a session, if you would. You can have an education class where you have 25 or 30 people in your class, and then, they walk away and you wonder, what resonated with them? What type of change are they going to make? It's really difficult to measure that, to measure the impact of a financial education session. Well, the same way would be with the educational pieces that I'm providing. We're implementing and tweaking, if you would, measurements within the app to show me, specifically, since financial education is my responsibility, to show me in the app. For instance, every Friday around noon, I send out a tweet with information, with about 140, 170 character tweet around those main financial education focuses. Like I said, budgeting, savings, credit management, and even calendar-type events like the holidays coming up. So we send out the tweet, and then we are implementing a thumbs-up, thumbs-down, and neutral measurement. So if we see an individual give a thumbs-up to a particular tweet, if you would, particular tip, then over time, I can see that, okay, I get this, and then I have the next level. We have level 1, 2, and 3 of our financial education tips, meaning, the basic entry level, and then more complex, and then a more savvy offering, so that we're able to personalize. That's our ultimate goal, thumbs up, thumbs down, or neutral. And then also, we're able to measure the time spent looking at the tip, or if it was saved to go back and look at later.
So do you, with your goals, do you also maybe have monthly themes? Like, it's January time to start looking at your tax situation. Or, it's end of May, it's time to start looking at maybe putting money back for school supplies that may come up in August. So people can just be aware that, it's 90 short days between the last day of school and the first day of school.
Joseph, you're exactly right. There are calendar tips that are based around financial activities that occur, on a regular basis, periodically, if you would, on the financial education calendar. Taxes would be January, February, and then even vacation versus staycation in which would be your April, May, and then back to school, August, September. And then I'm looking to post holiday. 'Tis the season, don't you know, even now, getting ready or planning for the holidays. So reminding people to start planning ahead, especially if they are part of the on, if they are an employee of one of our employers, and maybe they don't have Onward, and they haven't really started saving yet, they still would get the tips.
So how long are the financial lessons that you make? This is, unfortunately, we're in the microwave society. People want things instantly. But financial literacy is not one of those things that you're going to get. It's not like microwave popcorn. You put it in the microwave, 90 seconds later, you have popcorn. It can take years for people to gain that financial literacy that they need to be able to make the decisions financially that will put them in a better situation.
That's really a difficult question. The way I look at it, Joseph, is that yes, it does take years. However, starting with attitude and behavior might just make the difference. I'd like to give you an example of one of the tips to show you how we're hoping to make finances top of mind and to make that decision making something that might be easier for individuals that have not felt successful in their financial decision making. Would that be appropriate?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. For instance, your a vending machine. It would say something like vending machine. Vending machine stop off. It would say a dollar for chips plus a dollar for soda equals $2 a day, equals $10 a week, equals $40 a month. Hashtag pack a snack, and that hashtag, and then hashtag save. Because that hashtag, pack a snack, is one of those things that every time that employee will walk by that break room, they'll look at that vending machine and that pack a snack will be top of mind for them. So that's the type of behavioral change that we're looking to make. Now, not every week. I'm not able to be that clever every week. However, I strive to make, again, actionable and maybe I should add memorable tips for those that are part of our Onward family.
I know a lot of people may not realize that you walk by a machine and you pay $1.50 for one soda.
Exactly.
So if you have two sodas a day, that's $3 a day, that's $15 a week, and you can go to the store and buy 8-pack or half a case for half of what you would have spent for that, just because of the convenience.
Exactly. And those are the types of things. And I've even done one, Go Green. Like, so many individuals buy bottled water, and you can buy your own take along, if you would, your own water bottle. And think of that same... that same scenario could be applied to the purchase of bottled water, and you know, bringing your own or purchasing your own bottle. And not only are you, you know, packing a snack or packing your own, bring your own. I like to call it bring your own, BYO, bring your own, and then also go green. So that's my challenge, is to come up with the material that will stick, if you would.
I know one of the things, a lot of people don't look at it, but there are little money grabbers that can catch you every day. If you get up and you're going to get a cup of coffee, that's $5. If you got a morning snack and afternoon snack, that is another $5. And then if you don't take your lunch, that's a minimum of another $10. So you're out $20 a day just in coffee, snacks, and lunch. That's $100 a week. That's $400 a month. That's the money that you talk about being able to meet that $400 emergency savings right there, just in cutting out some incidentals, because last night's dinner can make a great lunch for today.
You are absolutely correct. Those are the types of behaviors that we would really like to see, you know, people be able to think through, you know, on their own, think through. But the information that I put out often creates that same step-by-step. We know that huge changes are not going to be, you know, as you mentioned, it takes years to learn some of these things. But one step at a time, there's something that we talk about, or that I often talk about in my face-to-face presentations, and that's called micro goals. A 30-day goal we would love to see at Onward, to be able to offer, you know, setting a 30-day goal. And that 30-day goal may mean just you know, going ahead and journaling, if you would, your expenses, then to see where, you know, I wouldn't ask somebody to cut out their their sodas 5 days a week, but maybe two or three, and they spend 10 and save 15, and that's still times four. That's $60 a month that they've found. I call it found money. But give yourself a micro goal, something that you could feel that you could accomplish and feel good about within 30 days. So many times financial goals are put in terms of 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, and then 10 years. But what if we were to put it down to manageable bite-sized pieces of success, if you would?
And that is definitely a point, because if you start to look at the way in which you're talking about it, that $60 a month comes out to $720 a year. That is found money that you don't have to worry about that. So it's one of those little things that can really get you. But we're going to take a short break. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City's community radio station. This is Joseph Jackson with Cowtown Conversations. And today our guest is Ms. Becky Gripp, who's with Onward Financial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. And we're back. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. So if you have any questions about Onward Financial or the program, give us a call on our studio line, 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So, Becky, how does Onward help break the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle that millions of Americans are into today?
The paycheck cycle that so many find themselves in can be broken simply no matter how little or how much money you have. We need to learn to manage the money that we do have coming in. And there are things that I talked earlier about the four C's, meeting people where they are in crisis. And for many, as you said, paycheck to paycheck can be a crisis. So to avert that, it's going back to those basics, that found money we mentioned earlier in the segment, working with individuals and offering tips, if you would, offering a blog that would help individuals find money within their current financial, within their current pay, to be able to take that aside and plan ahead, if you would. So many people feel that there's, the money, and quite honestly, I hear this a lot, I know where my money goes. It goes from my hand to yours in terms of, I know where it goes. It goes to pay my bills. But sometimes if we really take a look at it by journaling and by actually designating, giving each dollar, if you would, a name so that we don't have any extra money, that any money extra that we have that we might spend, we know exactly what we're going to spend that on, including that snack or that particular time that we're going to eat out. We have a certain amount allocated for each of those categories. So breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle simply means finding that money within the money that we do have coming our way monthly.
So Becky, what services does Onward specifically provide for employers? Because I know employers have to sign up for this program. So what are some of the services that employers can see that would benefit their employees or make them want to sign up for Onward?
Well, you know that many individuals are spending a lot of time when they don't have the money to cover an expense. Let's just use a simple car repair. I know myself. I had a flat tire a couple of weeks ago, and I fortunately had roadside assistance. I was able to get towed to a place where they were going to be able to change my tire, and then they weren't able to do it that afternoon, so I had to leave my car till the next morning. If I had been, if I had not been able to cover those things, I would have lost time at work, a couple of days at work. If I could not have afforded a tire, I might have lost my job. And that's not an unusual story. So a simple car repair can spiral into the loss of a job. And I know that sounds like a pretty severe outcome, but it is reality for a lot of folks. So for Onward, this helps employers attract, because this is an awesome benefit, attract and retain good employees who just hit that bump in the road. And also it keeps employees from, you mentioned paychecks. I mean, you mentioned payday loans. I'm sorry, payday loans. It keeps individuals from being on the phone and trying to make arrangements and trying to get to those places to make their payments and to keep that payday loan going, because so many individuals have to take out a payday loan to pay off the original loan. So it's a benefit to employers in terms of attracting and retaining good employees who just might hit a bump in the road.
And one of those good employees, I know there's a local plumbing company that you all are working with out of Grandview, and there's a story of one of their employees on the website. Can you tell listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, I mentioned that our founder, Ronnie Washington, came to Kansas City in part because of a classmate of his from Stanford University, which is where Ronnie graduated for and got his master's, and actually onward got its start. I forgot to mention that. He got a fellowship from Stanford University to start onward in May of 2016. So the plumbing company, the founder, the president of the plumbing company in Grandview, is the father of his classmate. And he was willing to pilot, if you would, onward. And now all of the employees, that means the line employees, that means the administrative staff, that means the actual executive staff, they all are onward savers. And they were even went on to say that if you will sign up for Onward, I will help match your savings. The employer, the president, believes so much in the Onward process that he said, if you all will sign up and save, I will match your savings, much like a 401k, if you would. So the story of our pilot project has turned into a shining example of what possibilities there are.
We've got a call on line one. Kurt, can you tell us what part of town you're calling from and what your question is for Becky about Onward?
Yeah, I'm East of Troost, and I admire your creativity. You know, you're struggling to come up with getting people to save. But I want you to realize that you're up against our culture where if people tune into media that bombards them close to, I don't know what the percentage is, I think it's close to 50% of the time with buy, 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 buy. And, you know, if you study the history of advertising, it works. It drains your pockets. It gets people to buy things that they don't need. You know, in my life, I'm tuned out. I mean, people talk about these television shows, these movies that they go to, and I'm clueless, but you know what? I don't subject myself to buy things that I don't need. All the garages that are filled with stuff. And I think that's probably my most effective way of being cheap is don't subject yourself to the media bombardment, the advertising. They're ingenious. They really are.
You know, Kurt, thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for calling and pointing out something that is all around us. I can look out the windows here, and I don't have to have a television on, or I don't have to be on the internet to get bombarded with advertisements. I agree with you that the temptation to buy and impulsive buying is probably at the root cause, if you would, of a lot of expenditures. I have something that I often talk about, and we hear as financial educators, we hear about talking to individuals about need versus want. Well, I have added to that, I talk about needs, wants, and weight. So many times we can see something that we're tempted, you know, to do, to even stop at a garage sale. If you go around the block and get stopped at a stop sign, you could probably say, yeah, I didn't really see anything that I was interested in. So need, want, and wait. Kurt, thank you so much for pointing out the impulsiveness of our that's part of I think part of our human nature, that yes, advertisers do tend to take advantage of.
It's, and it, I mean, just because if you've got last year's iPhone, is going to still make phone calls. It's still going to take pictures. You know, and it, gone are the days when you would go, you know, every 24 months you had that free upgrade on your phone. Now that upgrade is no longer, not is it only free, but it may cost you $35 to $50 a month. And it's about having a plan for your money and telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. So that's what a lot of people need to really look at. So as we talk a little bit more about that, the story on your website was that there was an employee there, and she took over payments on a vehicle from one of her family members. And because she had Onward, she was able to get enough money to get the tax, title, and license for the vehicle, but also to switch it from a high-interest buy-here-pay-here lender because she'd used Onward before. So now she's got a bank finance loan that's helping her continually build credit.
Exactly. That's a great example of what we would love to see for our users. Again, it's the opportunity to build a repair credit. So having a loan to cover the tags and taxes and then paying that off with regular timely payments built her credit to the point that she could actually go into a mainstream car dealership and purchase a car at a lower interest rate and not have to rely on buy here, pay here, places that take advantage of individuals who don't have any credit or who have a credit that's not that needs work, if you would.
So how many employers are currently enrolled in Onward in the metropolitan area?
In the metropolitan area, we have several hundred employees enrolled, and we are adding to that every day because we have employers that run the gamut from a small manufacturing to a large school district. So we have individuals who sign up at the initial onboarding, if you would. You know, when we first offer the program, you know, you're going to get a number of people sign up. And then through regular communications, we have people that sign on. Not everybody is... you know, sometimes face-to-face communications or at a benefits fair help promote Onward to employees. You know, sometimes they just need that little nudge to try something new, because having an app on your phone that tracks your savings and then also gives you the opportunity to take a loan is a pretty novel idea for most people.
So this is... Onward is something that you can take regardless of whether you live in Missouri or Kansas. It's just as long as your employer is signed up with it, correct?
That's correct. Actually, we're set up for any employer nationwide. So if your location is here in Kansas City, but your home office is in, let's say Chicago, your company still would be eligible to sign up with Onward. We have a nationwide platform.
And just to clarify that you can't sign up individually. It has to, your employer has to provide this as a service for the employees for the corporation, correct?
That's correct. But what you can do is go out online, and when it says if you'd like more information or contact us, go ahead and put your name and your information and say who your employer is. And maybe that person, that would be a good person for our founder, Ronnie, to contact and to say, you know, your staff has heard about us and we'd like an opportunity to talk with you about offering Onward to your staff.
So... Is there a website if people want to learn more information about Onward as we wind down our conversation here?
Sure. It's www.getonward.org. That's www.getonward.org.
If there was one thing that you wanted to say about Onward, what would that be?
I would say that financial well-being is important to all of us, whether or not we are financially secure or not, whether or not we're the ones that are part of that 40%. If we're not, our family, a family member, just statistically, a family member, a neighbor, and someone in our local community is feeling that pain, and that it's up to us to promote financial wellness.
Okay. We've got a caller. Yes, Kurt. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering, the advertisers are tuned in a lot of these apps on your phone, and they share information. I was wondering, is your app totally privacy? Do you share data with the employer? I mean, the employer has to know how much you're deducting, obviously, but, you know, do they share your financial data with the employer, the amount you save? Do you share the data with advertisers?
Thank you for asking. That's a very timely question because so much of our information is shared. Thank you for asking, Kurt. The information is not shared with any advertisers. Everything that we offer, including the education, is what we term non-proprietary. We don't owe anything to anybody as far as advertisers. We do have funders, those who support us that I mentioned earlier. But they are on board, and what they're interested in, the information that we do share, is all. It's a numerical. It's metrics, if you would. You know, how many individuals are, and this is would go for the employers. How many individuals are saving? What their average saving rate is? You know, how many loans are out? Those types of things. They're metrics. They're not specific to individuals.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that was a very good question, Kurt, because, I mean, as we see the day of Facebook shares everything, everybody shares everything, and even some of the other apps that I've seen that you may sign up for, Credit Karma, that, you know, you sign up and then you end up with, you know, if you put on it, you're looking for a vehicle, then you get 15 different vehicle requests in your mail because they've shared that information, which is making them money off of you. So that's definitely a good question. So, Becky, what is the best way to contact you if somebody would like to contact you? Is it by email, by phone? What would be the best way?
I would ask that individuals contact me for any information that I might have, any question they might have. And it would be through my email. And it's, again, all lowercase. It would be Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, getonward.org.
And repeat that one more time.
Sure. Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, at. I'm so sorry. I don't have my own webpage yet. Becky at getonward.org.
So we would like to thank Becky for being our guest today and talking about something that is definitely vital to Kansas City. Many people may not know, or they may have forgotten, that Kansas City was the hub for a payday loan scam that drained people in this region out of $2 billion. And it is because of situations like that that organizations like Onward came forward and were created to help people out of that payday loan crunch. Because once you get in, it is unfortunately very difficult to get out. So anything that we can do to give people another option, and this is an option where you're not getting money from somebody else, you're actually getting money from yourself, but you're building credit at the same time so that you're being able to, down the road, have that $400 if you need to cover a small expense. So I'd like to thank Becky for being our guest today. We're never in Cowtown Conversations without our community minute. 78% of people live paycheck to paycheck. 100 churches in the Kansas City metropolitan area are banding together to offer financial peace. This is the first ever citywide movement with financial peace. Margin KC is a partnership to make Financial Peace University available all over our city. Financial Peace University is a proven plan to build a budget, dump debt, grow your wealth, and leave money stress behind. For more information, go to marginkc.org to find the location near you, and that's marginkc.org. next Thursday. Discover the benefits of sustainability and get greener tips on living at home and work at the KC Green Fair. The City of Kansas City, Missouri will host the KC Green Fair from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, September 19th at Ellis Davis Park, 11th and Oak Streets, Kansas City, Missouri. Vendors will exhibit solar energy efficiency, electronic recycling, water efficiency, community gardens, bikes, glass recycling, food and garden composting, and other services. Exhibitors include Bridging the Gap, Missouri Organic Recycling, Ripple Glass, Midwest Recycling Center, KC Compost Collective, Kansas City Community Gardens, Greenworks, Evergy, KCPNL, Mid-America Regional Council, KCMO Water Bar, KCMO Neighborhood and Housing Services, Spire, Metropolitan Energy Center, Bike Walk KC, KCMO Public Works Fleet Division, and KCMO Health Department. Participants can enter to win prizes and enjoy a lunch at several of the food trucks that will be there. And it's actually a great event. I went last year and won a solar backpack, which was interesting. And it works that you can plug in. It's got a little solar panel on top of the backpack. You plug it into your phone, so wherever you're at, the sun charges your phone for you. So you can be in the park or be anywhere, and I just plug the phone into the solar backpack, and as long as it's getting energy from the sun, it will definitely do that. So it's something that definitely – you can get lucky. I will just say that. Again, that's going to be in Ellis Davis Park next Thursday. For those that – we've talked a lot about the property tax situations, but I'm going to tell a little bit about something. We helped about 500 people do their appeals, actually more than that. But a lot of people didn't know that there's a senior citizen property tax program here in Jackson County that gives seniors the option to pay their county real estate tax bill in 4-week installments without interest and penalties applying. The installment payment dates are December 31st. You pay 25% December 31st of the tax year. Then February 28th, you pay another 25%. May 31st, you pay another 25%. And then August 31st, you pay the last 25%. This program does not apply to non-real estate taxes. To qualify, you must be 62 years or older by December 31st of the tax year. You must live at the address which you desire to have covered by the installment option. You, not a trust, must own this real estate in fee simple as a co-tenant by tenant in common, joint tenancy, or tenancy by entirety. All prior year taxes must be paid and not delinquent. The property is assessed solely as a residential property. You can apply to the program, and you meet all the requirements, you stay into the program. So if you want more information on the senior citizen property tax payment program, you can go to jacksongov.org and put in their quad program. Applications have to be submitted before the tax year comes out. So just make sure that if you're interested in this program, that you turn the application by mid-October, because tax bills start coming out about the first week of November. So for Cowtown Conversations, it's been your host, Joseph Jackson. Have a great day, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.